The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
You know, here's the thing, Adam. I meant to put this on the Trello and I didn't. So just as an aside here, I know we're in the middle of the birthday segment, but I'll forget this if I don't say this one. Do you know that no one ever talks about the first of the month?
No one ever talks about
nobody ever talks because I was on the very first. I was on the January 1st edition of the Big Fatty Show, and he's like, "Well, I gotta play. I had that rabbit thing from Scotty." It's like it's the only thing he ever had. Because no one else ever talks about the first of the month. We don't ever say rabbit. Nobody ever says anything. So podcasters, if you want a guaranteed spot on the front of the BFO, all you got to do is talk about the first of the month. Say something about the first of the month.
I love the first of the month.
The first of the month is you know, it's like a fresh start. It's like a fresh start in the month.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Because I was on the very first. I was on the January 1st edition of the Big Fatty Show.
Rabbit. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It's the Fat One, and this is episode 2849 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 1st of January 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, you're just going to natter. You don't have anything on your list. Hello, Pampas. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. I'd normally say, oh, you got to remember to write. You got to change the year when you write a check. Big Fatty, you're showing your age. Nobody writes a check. Yo, when's the last time you wrote a check? I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you the last time I wrote a check. Big Fatty. But every once in a while, something pops up that I have to be. Fatty, we don't need to hear about anything popping up. That I need to write a check for. But not often, though. I hope your new year got started off right, that you didn't. You didn't overdo it too much last night, but I hope you also toasted a glass of Chapinag. Big Fatty, you were in bed by 10 o'clock. I was probably in bed before that. Anyway, y'all, before I forget, and I will forget, y'all, I just wanted to say a big thank you to the Shy Yeti. And to my Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan, and to Frequency for hosting little shows, sit standing in for Big Fatty last Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Y'all, at least that was the plan. Now, whether that actually comes off or not, I don't know, but you'll know by the time you hear this. And I do want to say also a big thank you to Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, for moving his little show up by a week so that my Northeast straight boyfriend, yes, Big Fatty, your daddy, well, he is a daddy. Yes, Big Fatty, a daddy indeed. Changing his show, moving it up a week so that my Northeast straight boyfriend could do a little show. Big Fatty, I hope he actually does it. Well, I'm sure he did. Because he would not want to disappoint Big Fatty. No, Big Fatty! I will tell you that all of those fill-in shows, and there'll be three more fill-in shows tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday as well, as Big Fatty finishes his... his stay in Hatlanta. The plan was to come back to the villa on the 4th of January. It was just a lot of balls being juggled right before I took off for Hatlanta back on the 14th of December. So anyway, y'all I want to just say thank you to everybody that stepped forward. And I'm not going to reveal who the fill-in guests are for Tamari, but y'all and I'm you know, I get the files and all ahead of time so I can post them. But y'all, I'm not listening to those little shows until they actually post. So I'm not listening to them in advance or anything like that. So y'all, I'm gonna be looking forward to them just like the rest of y'all. Oh, Big Fan. Everybody's going to be looking forward to those because you're not on. Oh, well, that too. Now, y'all, I've had, since we're starting a new year, I've had many people ask me over the years why I'm stopping the little show at episode 3000. And y'all, it was all a comment that was made in passing back in December of 2010. You know, the BFO started in 2008, but in 2010, on the December 31st, a little show, y'all, that's when the first reference was made that I was going to stop the little show at episode 3000. So, y'all, let's just get in the time machine and go back for just a couple of minutes here, and let's go back to December the 31st on 2010. Big Fatty, not much has changed, that's for sure. Here we go. Bit. Y'all, it's been a pretty good year for Big Fatty, and I hope it has been for you. And y'all, I hope that you don't sit around and get all poopy on New Year's Eve, because y'all, as Barry Manilow sang to us at the beginning of today's A Little Show, it's just another night. It's a night like all the rest, y'all. So if you're not feeling so good, stop it, Big Fatty. Make them stop it. And y'all get excited about the new year and being happy within yourself and all the things that we have to look forward to. And y'all, if nothing else, look forward to hearing Big Fatty in a new year. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Well, y'all, I hope you have a great New Year's Eve. Now, remember, the crazies are going to be out tonight, so be careful out there. Because, you know, Big Fatty cannot do this by himself. When it stops becoming fun, y'all, Big Fatty ain't going to do it no more. Either that or when Big Fatty hits episode number 3000. Yes, Big Fatty, please let it come quickly. But, y'all, and... just know that each and every one of you are very, very special to Big Fatty, and I appreciate whether you're Larry the Lurker or Kim Beaver. I appreciate you taking part in all of this nonsense, and y'all, I'll see you Monday. That's next year, Big Fatty. Thank you, Poodle McNoodle. Happy New Year.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.
And y'all, you heard how spontaneous that was. It was, I remembered it being different. I thought that I was saying that was going to be the last little show. And but y'all, it evidently, Big Fatty, your memory ain't worth a shit. It's true, it's not. But y'all, that's where the first reference to episode 3000. Y'all, now that was December the 31st of 2010. That was more than 8 years ago. Yes, Big Fatty, 8 years in one day. Y'all, I mean, who would have ever thought that that I would ever make it to episode 3000. Big Fatty, you're not there yet, but boy, you're getting close, and we're getting more and more excited as the time goes by. It's true. So, anyway, y'all, that's where, and y'all, the title of that episode was The End Is Near. Never has that been truer than here on episode 2849. So, yes, Big Fatty, just 151 to go. I don't really have anything else to talk about today. I do know that, you know, a lot of folks have New Year's traditions. And I'd love to hear what some of your New Year's traditions are. Now, granted, it'll probably be March before I play them, but y'all call them in, and especially if it's something new. You know, there are a lot of traditions that you eat the turnip greens and the black eyed peas, and because you know those are to bring you wealth. The black-eyed peas represent pennies, and the turnip greens are the green, you know, the green money, the folding money, if you will. Yes, Big Fatty, folding money. What am I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. But today, Mean Keen will be touching himself inappropriately, because y'all, it is one of the major sports ball days of the year. Y'all, I know the old gal. I'm sure the old gal, I don't remember what the old gal's tradition is. I'm sure she and Myron are watching a picture show on the TV machine, but y'all, I know that the old gal, like Big Fatty, enjoys the Tournament of Roses parade, and y'all, it's amazing to me that all of those floats are covered in living vegetation, or Big Fatty, they're dead by the end of the parade. Well, that's probably true too. But y'all, I had a friend that used to live in Tyler, Texas. Now I'm sure Joe Zubia, and he's Smoking Hot Joe, and Joe in Dallas. Yes, Big Fatty, and who else lives in the Tejas that I should know? Big Fatty, we don't know. I'm sure there's plenty. Tim and James and Tim used to live there. They're not there anymore. I'm sure there are other people that live in the Tejas, but I'm sure they know that Tyler, Texas, is the rose capital of the world. Big Fatty, I had no idea. It's true. So I think a lot of the flowers, you know, nowadays, y'all, speaking of that, it's just going down memory lane here a little bit. You know, there's so many things back when Big Fatty was growing up that y'all, you couldn't get things year round. You couldn't get oranges and strawberries, you know, especially in the produce section. There were just certain times of the year you could get things, and you know, nowadays you can get a navel orange in July in the Vonsies, but not so back in the old days. But y'all, I don't know if the Danberries, you know, yesterday was their anniversarium and they have that big party. Yes, Big Fatty, I don't know if they have something special on New Year's Day or not. Big Fatty, it's probably a headache remedy, could be. I will say this, I love little traditions like the Danberries have, and like the Hatterina used to do on Christmas night, she'd have people over to the house, and there'd be a little party, because y'all, by the time Crema Day is over, you know, there's a letdown, and this was an opportunity for folks to just come and just kind of exhale, and there are no expectations, and all the hoopla is over with, and you could just kind of, like I say, just come and exhale. And I know the Danburys have a horde. They have a horde. Big Fatty, they hire a horde? No, not a whore, a horde of people. Oh, that's very different. It's true. And I was overserved when I was at their house on New Year's Eve several years ago. And I will say this, they're so sweet that they that they invite me every year to their party. And y'all, one of these days I'm gonna go back. Big Fatty, they're just hoping, they're just keeping their fingers crossed it won't be this year. Well, no, it wasn't this year, because yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, today the 1th of June, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, Baby New Year. Well, in addition to Baby New Year, someone who, Big Fatty, I've never met this person in person. But y'all, I've been on many a goggle hangout during the Stick It With a Poke a little show. Y'all, he is the host of the Surly You Jest and the Far Away Nearby. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, it's none other than the one and only DJ Starsage. Oh, Big Fatty, we love DJ Starsage. It's true. And y'all, he likes to go to those conventions about the role playing or what, but it's sci-fi or something like that. But he's just as nice as he can do, because y'all, he looks out for the elderly. He makes sure that old stink pot gets to go to those kinds of things as well. And y'all, so if you see DJ Star Sage on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Well, Big Fatty, not many things have changed in the new year. You're still just nattering along. Well, you know, that's kind of what Big Fatty does best. And speaking of the new year, y'all, did you get a new calendar, a new marking calendar for your crema present, y'all? I've left town early, so I don't know if I got one or not. But y'all, I hope I got me a new calendar. I bought me a new one for my desk here, but you know, I need one to write everybody's celebration of exiting. Of exiting the birth canal on, and I gotta get on that and get that updated. Yes, we've got it. Now, y'all remember, I'll have fill-in hosts tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. And y'all, hopefully, Big Fatty will be back in the villa for the weekend, and I can give you a 3-week report. Big Fatty, you won't remember shit. It's probably true. I probably won't. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at that Dubious Intentions, which is no longer with us. But Daniel Bima, what do you have to say to everybody as we get ready to start 2019?
Because I was on the very first, I was on the January 1st. Edition of the Big Fatty Show.
Oh, you were on it again today also. This is almost becoming one of those traditions.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.